Hi, I'm Matthew Kind. Every Monday, look for a fresh new episode where I'll take you behind the scenes and interview the insiders that are shaping the rapidly evolving cannabis industry. Learn more at cannainsider.com. That's C-A-N-N-A insider.com. Now here's your program.
As the push for recreational cannabis picks up steam in Arkansas, one company is working hard to make sure brands are primed and ready to get out on top. Here to tell us more is Brittany Phillips of Shake Collaboration. Brittany, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thanks, Sinead, for having me. I appreciate it.
It's such a pleasure to have you here, and I'm just so stoked to hear all the cool stuff you're doing over at Shake Collab. So, Brittany, before we jump into the company, can you give us a sense of geography? Where are you joining us from today?
You bet. So today I'm at home where I share with my wife and children in sunny Fayetteville, Arkansas. And for those of who aren't familiar, that is nestled in the Boston Mountain eco region here in the southernmost city of the Northwest Arkansas kind of corridor. So we're steps from the University of Arkansas and kind of nestled up here in the hills.
Oh, such a beautiful area. That's awesome. Okay. Well, Brittany, getting into the company here, for our listeners that aren't familiar with Shake Collab, could you tell us what is the company on a high level, just like a snapshot overview of the company?
Yeah, you bet. So on the highest level, we are Shake Brands. And underneath that, we have Shake Collaboration and Shake Extractions. And so on a high level, we're a cannabis branding company. We have a focus on licensing, on product development, and product manufacturing. And so I guess that really means we design cannabis brands, including our own, and we set them up to license the trademark rights nationwide. And then on the other side of that, we develop and manufacture our own USDA organic hemp products. And then we distribute those at wholesale and retail level in the U.S. And on the Shake extraction side, we've just received Arkansas's first medical marijuana processing license, and we're underway on beginning to look at R&D on that side and discovering what products we're going to bring to life on the cannabis side, focusing mostly in the wellness and the beauty sides of product development that will be for sale into Arkansas dispensaries in the near future. So that's kind of a long answer, but it does break it down.
No, I mean, you guys do so much. It's a full service company, and I'm so excited to unpack all the different things you do for brands. So first off, before we really take a deep dive into the company, Brittany, tell us a little bit about your background and what led you to enter the cannabis space.
Yeah, you bet. Thanks for asking. So I came up in the creative department of ad agencies, so both regional and later on global. We're in Walmart country, right? So there's a big emphasis in creative work around here in the sharper marketing sector. So those jobs are more available in this area for a creative professional. But as much as I kind of appreciated that exposure to the big brands, and it was totally valuable, I knew I was more passionate about building them from the ground up, and even more so the relationships that form between client and creative. I think that's really important. And you lose that in a bigger agency setting because there's account people and there's production people, and your face time with the client wasn't, especially coming up, you know, it wasn't ever as much as I wanted it to be. And so from there, I went to a smaller, kind of more elite design firm here in Fayetteville. And that's where I really understood how valuable that relationship is between client and creative, and where the magic is kind of made. And so eventually I went out on my own in 2010, founding Brittany Phillips Design. And here we focus on strategic visual identity design, so logo design for some people call it, and brand building through developing that brand visual language and design support. And so here over at BPD, we have a diverse client roster in cities and municipalities, nonprofits or philanthropic endeavors, but also smartups and small businesses in a lot of industries, but quite a few in tech and science. So it's been, that's kind of been my process. And then, so now, you know, through the journey, and I won't get too ahead, but to be in this space that's so new here has just been a whole new kind of stage.
Absolutely. Yeah. So share a little bit about Shake's origin story, because you got started back in 2016, if I'm not mistaken, back when Arkansas's medical marijuana legalization had just gone through. So what were were those like early discussions like, and what were those early years like?
Absolutely. So one of my partners, Julie Brents, and my other partner, Tig DeVallis, where they were involved early on, even at the proposition level, to get medical cannabis on the ballot here in Arkansas. And Julie had been a client of mine over the years, and we had been friends and kind of kept in touch. She had spent some time out in California working in the cannabis space with a grow there and a dispensary and extraction operation. So she had really kind of cut her teeth there. She's from Fayetteville and came back. And so that program, though, had a lot of delays, and it didn't really launch until around the time that the Farm Bill was signed federally. So Arkansas was unique in the sense that medical cannabis was launching side by side with the state's industrial hemp research pilot. So we were fairly discouraged by some of the red tape and delaying on the cannabis coming online. So we decided to begin our journey by registering trademarks and going after our hemp processing license to get started on research and development right away. And for us, it just kind of worked. It was more accessible. It made more sense. There weren't any local brands doing what we knew could be done here. So along with that processing license, we were able to work directly with the authors of the hemp legislation, especially my partner, Tig. She's an attorney, and her background is in entertainment law and has a lot of experience with these detailed contracts. And so she was able to work directly with those authors of that hemp legislation and different special interest groups and the governor's office. And so that was kind of interesting, because we got to know several key players in the space. We got to know farmers. And as a result, we were the first ones to be awarded the handling license and the first all-women team a few months later to get the USDA certified processor for the hemp products in the state. And so from that get-go, from the beginning, we kind of started to begin to focus our first couple of years on CBD and Me, which is our line of USDA certified organic CBD products. So that's kind of how it went at the very beginning.
That's amazing. So something that, you know, I feel like really differentiates you from other full service groups is you offer small production runs. You play a very active role from the beginning in brand strategy and product development. So tell us a little bit about, you know, who your services can benefit most at Shake Brands and how Shake Brands really sets itself apart from other full service groups.
Yeah, you bet. So I think we really can help people in several ways. For one thing, we really want to work directly with an idea maker, someone who is passionate about the plant, someone who has respect and appreciation for a strong brand. And I think what we can do is kind of offer that slow start, that, you know, crawl then walk mentality. And so on the branding side, we can offer a little bit more of an efficient process than they would get at a big agency. I think some people could come in with more reasonable budgets, with smaller, You know, like we can do 1,000 run on products, for example. And I think I better just give you an example because it's a little bit easier to digest. So we started working with Panther Group about 6 months ago, and they've been really good to help us navigate our role in the industry and find like-minded partners to work with. And one of the best projects that's come out of that relationship is with a doctor out of Atlanta named Adina Leffler, and she is bringing to life, she's a pelvic floor therapist, and we are helping her brand and bring to life some products around the sexual health industry and like helping her clients in that realm. So basically, she has a whole practice in Atlanta. She sees issues that all of her clients have, from young to old, and needing a product. This first product we're going to bring to life is a personal moisturizer. We're actually calling it a pelvic serum, and so I think through that is a real good snapshot of a way of somebody with just no background in products, no background in branding. We dove deep into her industry, into her practice, and what made her an expert. And from there developed the name Silk Society and branded that. And we're bringing to life that pelvic serum as her first product offering, and many more to come after that. And that one is a good example of the niche that we could offer someone. So we go in, we listen very carefully to what all of the expertise she has, because that needs to convey into the product offering, and it really is coming to life nicely there. So that's kind of a good example of how we start with someone on the branding side and how we can kind of help them bring their product to life without just these daunting, okay, well, we can help you, but we have to make 25,000, and it wouldn't be accessible for a lot of people who have really great ideas and really great expertise and respect for the plant and want to bring it to life. And then on the other side, I think on the CBD and me side, we can help retailers interested in carrying a USDA certified product that is handcrafted, branded, designed, made, and shipped all in one USDA certified lab by people that you can talk to. I mean, I think it's just that kind of small scale. And, you know, those retailers, they're everything to us. So there's probably nothing we wouldn't do for them. We've had retailers come to us with they want a specific product. And even if it is in competition with one of our products, we'll make it work so that it belongs to them and it's theirs. And it's not a white label scenario at all. It's custom branding and product development on that level. But begins with that conversation and really listening deep to a client's needs on either side of the business, really.
Okay. Wow. That's great. We're actually, you mentioned Adina and your case study there. We're actually going to have her on the show in a few weeks' time. So we'll get to hear all about Able. And awesome.
That's awesome. I think you'll really enjoy it. She's insanely smart and good at what she does. And she's been a joy to work with. And the pelvic serum is going to have 1,000 milligrams CBD and a lot of other really nice components that bring it together. It's a good product. And I think she's going to do really well with it.
Awesome. Yeah, definitely listeners, look out for that show in the next few weeks. We'll have Adina on, but that's great. So, you know, you were just mentioning some of the pain points for brands like Adina's that are just getting up and running, maybe are very niche, don't have a lot of experience when it comes to branding and marketing, particularly in cannabis, where there are so many obstacles, such a huge barrier to entrance. So what would you say are some of the biggest pain points for cannabis startups right now? And how do you help brands overcome those at Shake Collab?
Right. So a few things kind of come to mind there, exactly like you said it. So product by product, we are navigating a patchwork of legal rules across multiple states that change by the minute. Both regulators and the public alike, who are largely uneducated about the plant. You run into people who, you know, there's a lot of experts in the industry that maybe are or not. And so I think that's one of, obviously, the just navigating that and having experience under our belts of, you know, a good amount of products that we've done that for, I think is a huge advantage. I think finding that path to true collaboration mentality in this industry is hard. And I think as women, we're especially good at this, but you know, it's tough out there to kind of keep that going because you do see a lot of closed doors and a lot of kind of exclusiveness or, you know, just money driven, kind of the money products rise to the top just from a lack of education. And our friend Patty Rowe over at Pink Sesh is so great. She had a nice little talk with us the other day. And her quote was, sometimes success in this business is simply perseverance. And it's not all that just a crazy new idea, but it was so important to hear from somebody who has been in the industry for so long and somebody we look up to, a brand, from a brand perspective and a person. And so I think that that's another pain point, just that kind of, I think it's our duty to live that collaboration mentality, that we're here to work together. And I think that is another way we kind of bring something new and good to the industry. And I guess kind of going back to all the pro, like we've run into a lot of people who've tried to steer our business one way or the other. And it's super attractive to at the beginning to listen to different people who want to guide you because they're so experienced, but kind of the more we do it, the more we realize we've got to do this on our own. And that's been nice experience, kind of to come into. I think if we're going to give other topics that we're going to be committed to, we need to be mentoring interns and young people. We've had a couple interns out of the U of A Law School that have worked under TIG particularly that have helped us a ton, and they've learned, and we've learned a lot by paying it forward. And we, at the beginning, I think getting involved with community programs, we have a good program here called Startup Junkie that we met with. It kind of helped us form some strategies early on, and just using it as, you know, on my background, Brittany Phillips Design has always been modeled on co-working, this co-working model, right? Where you source creatives based on a project and set up a team and tackle a project that way. And it's not unlike that in kind of what we bring. We'll find the right combination to put on a project to make it successful.
That's great. Yeah. Yeah. So Brittany, I really want to dive into the branding and marketing side of Shake Brands, because I know that's really your realm and what you bring to the table there. So I wanted to get your opinion. I feel like right now in cannabis, with all the restrictions on language and advertising, it's really hard to convey a product's value to the end user and really hone an accurate visual identity for product companies, especially. What do you do at Shake Brands to tackle that? And what advice do you have for companies on how to convey an accurate visual identity despite all the restrictions in the space right now?
Yeah, it's a really good question. And we've spent a lot of time kind of formulating that process as a team. And I think it starts with focusing in on who you, like, say we're working with a brand that we're either bringing to life or bringing to life for a client. So we're focusing in on very early exactly who they are from a brand perspective and who their audience is right away. And because you are so restricted, you have to keep that focus even stricter. So I think it kind of starts with that understanding and commitment to compliance up front, from the get-go. And from there, deep focus on who they are and who they serve. And then kind of once that's defined, with strategy and simple design solutions, you begin to feel less restricted because it's the landscape where you were born. You know, it's where you live. And I think that as simple as that process sounds, I think it's valuable. I think it's a good one.
Definitely. Yeah. Yeah. So, I mean, at this point, I don't think we're all that far away from federal legalization and all that far away from the FDA actually giving us some concrete guidelines on what we right. can and can't say. So how do you think branding is going to evolve in cannabis as we reach federal legalization?
Right. I think it will, you know, continue to improve in that way. I'm sure it'll be like anything in this journey, some steps back and some steps forward, people pushing the boundaries, I think is important. I think people understanding that having an expert that is conversed in both strategy of communication and compliance and working together as a team is a good place to start. And I think we'll begin over time to see that come to life. I hope in its own way. You know, I would hate to see it go lose the focus on the plant, which I'm sure could happen pretty quickly if it's in the wrong hands. So I think that it's going to be an interesting journey that I hope that I think the brands that focus on their own ethos, what's important to them and to their consumers specifically in a focused way, are going to be leaders.
I couldn't agree more. Yeah. So I feel like that's a great segue into CBD and Me, which we have touched on, but we haven't really dived into, Brittany. And I know CBD and Me is a relatively new venture of yours, but Tell us a little bit about that part of the Shake brand's umbrella there.
Absolutely. So it's the most developed brand that we have that's of our own for sure. And it really just stands for the plant working for you in a specific way because it is so personalized. So what we try and do is bring, like you said, chemical-free products that are creatively formulated in-house, scaled in-house, all the creatives done in-house through product development, packaging. We don't use a co-packer. Everything we do in-house we do in our hands, touch it. And that's a really important part of our brand. And the USDA certification on the organic side is also something that sets us apart. We offer 19 SKUs, and they vary from a set of topicals, which are balms and rollers that are really good for just anything on the topical side. Specifically, we've had really good luck around head and neck pain, around menstrual discomfort, and neuropathy issues as well, just specifically on topicals. From there, we have a set of sublinguals drops that come in either 500 milligrams per ounce or 250 milligrams per ounce. And so that gives a lot of variety for people who are taking the sublingual and what it could offer them. And then we have a pet line as well that we've seen a lot of really good help given to our furry friends. And we're interested to see kind of where that market can go because it's been phenomenal on for both dogs and some cats. And so dosage that's appropriate for size is there. We've also just launched Hydro Hemp, which is a non-CBD product line that uses the plant's roots for a dry root mask where you add the water, a face product, beauty product, and then follow that up with a just newly launched serum. And so that is based in seed oils and the benefits of seed oils. And so it's a really nice product that goes on after, you know, it can go on at bedtime. It can go on, it kind of gives you a little glow in the morning. It's a really nice beauty product. And so that kind of rounds out the line. We really want to be, you know, known for our in-house formulation, for how hyper local we are. And then I guess on the other side, we want to be known as a brand that retailers want to work with. Distribution is a really hard part right now because you find people resistant to bringing on a new line for the sheer ability to deal with the paperwork and things like that. And so finding those right distributors that are in the right like-minded places has been is a goal, and it's been a challenge of ours. And so it's something we're continuing to work on because we want retailers to know we'll do anything for them, right? We are deeply motivated to make them happy, and we're so happy to customize what we offer them. We have good entry points. We have incentives on introductory offers. We have display, that's well-designed display, if that's part of the ask. And so, you know, I think that sets us apart in that we're willing to work with a retailer in a really special way.
Absolutely. Yeah. So as of right now, where all have you gotten CBD and Me on the shelves? Is it Arkansas only? Or are you in a few different states at this point?
We're in several states now, but it is regional. So we have a good presence here in Arkansas, a little bit in Missouri, Texas, Oklahoma, and Tennessee in the Lookout Mountain, Georgia area. And so it's really been our most successful retailers have been ones we could forge a relationship with, who kind of get to know us and understand what we're doing and why our product is different. And that just takes time to craft those relationships. I think we talked a little bit about where we have a partnership with the CBD source at NCPA, which is one of the big pharmacy regulators. And so basically what they do is they came in and they were looking for an organic, they basically recommend our line along with several other CBD lines to two small independently owned pharmacies. Now, sometimes those are chains, right? But they're still not the Walgreens of the worlds and things like that. And so I think that's a good niche for us. We have this, you know, we went through a really rigorous vetting process, and our chemical-free processing was front and center of that. And how we differentiate and make our consumer understand that we're not going into the big box stores and we're not going into gas stations. It's a more premium brand as far as that's concerned, without a pretentious costume on, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. That makes total sense. Yeah. Well, at this point too, you've got such a wide selection of products. What would you say, any trends that you've seen, any products that have been particularly successful in the South that you maybe were surprised by? Or
I think pet has been a big surprise.
Okay.
For us, the sublingual on the pet side is just that's one where we have heard so many firsthand accounts of just life-changing improvement in pet health. And so that's been big. We're about to launch our very first suppository it's a personal moisturizer for menstrual discomfort. We really pushed it for women, and the testing on that so far has been excellent. And I think it's going to be a really good place for a lot of people that suffer from that kind of menstrual pain, endometriosis and beyond. And so I'm really hopeful about how many people that product can help. And it'll be launched next month.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting. Yeah. That's definitely an up and coming niche there. And I think a very promising one. So I'm excited to see what you guys do.
That's definitely where we want to focus on our cannabis processing and the products we bring to light. We're going to really focus on women products and beauty products, because there's just none of that in our market, and there's so much opportunity to help people there.
Absolutely. Yeah. So Brittany, I really want to get your opinion on the cannabis landscape in Arkansas right now. I know there's a huge push to get recreational cannabis on the ballot for next year. What are your thoughts on that? What do you think the outcome is going to be, and how at Shake Brands are you positioning yourselves for that?
Right. I would, and this is just personally, I would be surprised if we get there in 22. I just think that the program needs to mature a little bit beyond where we are. It's so small. And it is so, you know, they really have been slow and methodical, which I respect in many ways, about how the legislation has been crafted and how the licenses have been handled. And so I would be surprised to see it in 22. I think some of our neighboring states, I think we've got a chance. I could see maybe it happening in Missouri, which is nearby. And we've talked a lot about what that could look like if Missouri and Oklahoma were immediately there sooner than we were, them being such neighboring states, especially to our region here in the northwest corner. So I think it'll be interesting to see, but I'd be surprised if we go in 22, but I hope it's not too far after that. It's certainly where our mentality is long term.
Definitely. Yeah, that's kind of what I figured. I think maybe next year might be a little too soon, but it's definitely in the cards for Arkansas very, very soon here. So lots to be excited about in Arkansas. So Brittany, I wanted to wrap up with a few fun personal development questions, because I know CBD is a big part of your life, but it's not the only part. So I'd love to ask you a few questions. First one, is there a book that's had a big impact on your life or a way of thinking that you could share with listeners?
Yeah, for sure. So on the personal side, I think I would have to go with To Kill a Mockingbird, just because I read that at such an early age and it formed so many just really firm beliefs in injustice and equality in my mind. And it's been just something I could reflect on my whole life, whether I was a kid growing up, a young adult, and now as a parent, for sure. You just kind of see life at so many stages through that beautiful book by Harper Lee. And then I think I'd also just mention on the professional side, like to me, the very first thing that connected the dots between design and cannabis was that Pentagram designed field guide to marijuana by Dan Michaels. I think it was maybe like in 2013 or 14. And I saw it, you know, as a designer solely, like just following Pentagram and all of their amazing brand work, and just the photography by Christensen in that book. It was just an incredible way to bring the education to the plant and elevate its space in the design world, for sure.
Oh, that's great. For our listeners that are interested in cannabis design, that's a great recommendation. So
yeah,
that's sure. Yeah. Awesome. Well, okay. So Brittany, our next little personal development question here for you. What would you say right now, if you ended this interview and you went and turned on Spotify, what would you listen to right now?
Yeah, you bet. So right now we over here are super into women singer-songwriters in the Americana genre. So we've got tickets to see Larkin Poe coming to Fayetteville, Arkansas in November. Our biggest pride and joy definitely of late has been the rise and success of Brandi Carlile. We've been seeing her, my best friend and my wife and I have been seeing her in dive bars since the late 90s, little venues that she wouldn't even dream of playing anymore. And to see her come onto the stage in such a powerful way and everything that she stands for has been just joy, pure joy. So I think that's definitely the genre of the moment at our house and beyond.
Oh, that's great. I'm not familiar with Brandi Carlile. I'm going to have to look her up after this.
Check it out. And one of her bands is the High Women, and they're a whole movement of their own. There's some amazing singer-songwriter combination there that put out a killer album.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. Okay. I'm going to make a note here to look her up after this. That's
for sure.
That sounds like it would be right up my alley.
Yeah. Awesome. You'll love it.
All right. Well, Brittany, wrapping up here, what's the best way for listeners to get connected with you at Shake Brands?
You bet. So shakecollab.com is a great way. I think the real thing I'd like to say is, like, we are like just calling all minority owned and women owned run businesses in the cannabis industry. So that's dispensary owners, farmers, developers, any kind of pro. We want to hear from you, and we want to work together to build brands that matter and products that help people. So you can find us through the form at Shake Collab, or I'm Brittany, Brittany, at shakecollab.com, and me or one of the buds will get right back to you and let's get started. We're on Instagram under Shake Collab as well, and cbdandme.co. You can find us there.
Awesome. Well, Brittany, thank you so much for coming on the show today. This has been such a fascinating interview. I've loved getting to know more about you and Shake Brands, and just wish you all the best with the company over the next couple of years. I'm really looking forward to seeing what you guys do.
Awesome, Sinead. Thank you so much for your time and energy today. I appreciate what you guys are doing so much, and it won't be something I forget. So thank you.
If you enjoyed the show today, please consider leaving us a review on iTunes, Stitcher, or whatever app you might be using to listen to the show. Every 5-star review helps us to bring the best guest to you. Learn more at cannainsider.com/iTunes. What are the 5 disruptive trends that will impact the cannabis industry in the next 5 years? Find out with your free report at cannainsider.com/trends. Have a suggestion for an awesome guest on Canna Insider? Simply send us an email at feedback@cannainsider.com. We'd love to hear from you. Please do not take any information from Canna Insider or its guests as medical advice. Contact your licensed physician before taking cannabis or using it for medical treatments. Promotional consideration may be provided by select guests, advertisers, or companies featured in Canna Insider. Lastly, the host or guests on Canna Insider may or may not invest in the companies or entrepreneurs profiled on the show. Please consult your licensed financial advisor before making any investment decisions. Final disclosure to see if you're still paying attention. This little whistle jingle you're listening to will get stuck in your head for the rest of the day. Thanks for listening, and look for another Canna Insider episode soon. Take care. Bye-bye.